Hello and welcome to another episode of Mother of Fact. My name is Migs Bustos and I'm joining Ricky on this episode. I am a media practitioner. I am a sports and lifestyle host, sportscaster, anchor for a top media organization in the Philippines. But most importantly, I am a girl dad of a three-year-old named Margo and husband to my loving wife, Mishy. Been working in media for around 8 years now and loving every minute of it. I believe I have discovered my passion, my calling. But since having a family, I know my true purpose is working, doing everything I can for the benefit of my family. Because, it's just really, words cannot explain on my love and the dedication and how devoted I am in giving them a great life and giving them, you know, nurturing a loving family with Mishy, Margo, and hopefully a future child. I know this show is about moms and motherhood, but hey, us dads have feelings too. And one of my main purposes in relation to media is grow a voice as well for our dads out there. It's not so common that men or dads may be outspoken or vocal about their thoughts, their emotions, but maybe one of my goals or, you know, purpose in life or in media is being able to be a medium, an avenue for that voice. And I hope I may be an instrument to other dads out there that, guys, pare-paresa ng pinagdadaanan. And I hope this is something I'm learning and learning to harness along the way. I hope you are able to pick up some things in this episode where we talk about the joys of parenthood, how to be intentional, purposeful in 2023. Sit back and enjoy this episode of Mother of Facts. Mother of Farts.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know the history of me and Migs, we go way back. And I know that, you know, the term is used lightly, we go way back. But truly, Migs and I go way back. Ain't that right, Migs?
Nag-compute na ako eh. Siguro mga magda 20 years na. 18 years.
18?
18.
Wow, that's like age of majority.
Yeah. That's like an adult.
Wow. But legal, isn't that crazy? That's crazy because, you know, of course, you and I have our own set of friends apart from each other. And it's just different if you've seen them go through stages in their life. Does that make sense?
And Ricky has seen me in my lowest.
It wasn't that low.
One of my lowest.
Yeah, I have.
Ricky has truly proven to be a great friend. Wow. Iba tayo ng circles eh. Iba tayo ng sets of friends. But I guess, no, talagang time has proven that siguro 18 years kasi high school tayo nung magka-college. And I'm grateful to the Lord that we have, you know, maintained that through Martin, through our friends. And it's something that you cannot replace. Stages of life.
Yeah. And yeah, like I said, you know, I'm so grateful to have seen you through all these stages. And being a parent, it makes me happy that I have friends who know what it feels like to have a little human to be responsible for. And I'm always curious as to like how different they are after, because I know that it's not just moms who are different after children. It's also the dads, right? And we can't discount that fact. But I wanted to check in on you because, you know, you have Margo. How old is she now?
She just turned three.
Three. She just turned three. And, you know, you have a voice, Migs, that you've developed over the years, and you recently just started putting out these dad thoughts. And I thought, wow, that's That's so great.
And thank you for parang acknowledging that. Kumbaga, ngayon naman in the age of content creation, everybody has a voice. Everybody can maximize the platforms. It's just really more of me getting the hang of it. You know, practicing content creation, it's not just about the talking heads. It's also about video. It's also illustrating real life. And I guess, Rick, kumbaga, that's why patok ang content creation ngayon kasi, ano siya eh, tawag mo dito, nakaka-resonate siya sa mga tao, nakaka-relate siya. But it's just not really because of that, di ba? Parang we all need to be human after all. Content creation is just a tool for as a representation maybe. But at the end of the day, the best moments are the undocumented ones, right? And yeah, so ano siya, it's a tricky situation. Parang it's a tricky world, di ba? Parang what I've realized siguro over the years, it's like you want to be able to reminisce and look back at Margo's milestones. Siguro no mga 0 to 3, yan, puro ka video. Wala naman siya ng mamalayan, di ba? Up until one year old, up to 12 months. Pero as she grows older, nare-recognize na yung mga surroundings around her. Nauumay na rin siya sa gadgets. Nauumay na rin siya. Si Margo, meron lang yung limit kapag pari photo op. Di ba? Ay, 3, 2, 1, ganun-ganun. Pag sasmile pa yan. Pero pagdating ng ano na, parang sumusobra na to ah. Wala na, ayaw na yan. Di ba? So we've recognized that early on. Early on when she was recognizing the world. So we realized na, yeah, you know, you can just do content for a while. You could take photos and videos. But after that, if it compromises her well-being na, parang okay, stop na tayo. Goods na yan, di ba? Kasi siya yung nagiging receiving end. It's great, you know, the 3 years have been really life-changing, eye-opening. It has changed talaga. It has changed your perception of life, your priorities. It's really the purpose, you know. It's really the purpose in life. And I could go on and on, but I kumbaga kasi kayo rin kayo yung nauna eh. Diba? Kayo ni Marching na una. Kay Calix. Si Calix kaka-7 lang. So si Calix, 2016, diba? 2016. Ano ba kami nung 2016? Pinagagawa namin nung 2016 mga last batch. Kayo may pamilya na kayo. Tapos kami, gumigimik pa rin eh. Gumigimik pa rin kami. Ano ba yun? Wala naman masama sa gumimik. Pero, alam mo yun, parang talagang ibang-iba rin yung ano, life and priorities. And siguro you guys just had a head start. But we're in this stage now. Kumbaga, rookies kami dito sa anong to. Sa stage na to. And you know, we're loving every minute of it. We're passionate about it. And because we know our purpose now. We do everything kung makahit tayo lahat. It's because of that purpose and that's family.
Yeah, no, it'll really change. It really does change. Whole chunk of your money, your earnings, syempre, it's devoted na to your new family. But let me just say that I love how you pick up these things. You notice these little things as they grow, even if it's just 3 years in. You know, it's nakakatuwa to hear it and to have this conversation with a father. Because usually it's the mothers who are very like in tune with the changes that their kids go through. But I love that you're picking up on it. I wanted to dial back though, like more than 3 years ago when after you guys got married and you found out that Mishy was pregnant, like did you know it was going to be like this? Was this your expectation? Did it meet your expectations? Like what was your perception when you found out that you were going to have a baby?
Actually, coming in, no, parang siguro common to sa mga magiging parents na you'll take it step by step. You know, you'll get all the references from your parents, your elders, your ninongs and ninangs, but no one's really going to prepare you for it because each person, each dad-to-be, mom-to-be, or a family will have his own experience. I guess I had a common experience with everybody else when, you know, babies were born in 2020. COVID happened, right? I guess we all had a shared experience. Elijah was born in, what, 2021? 2020? Yeah. So you, we kind of
somewhere there. Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere there. Yeah. So we kind of relate. But you guys had C&D already. But for us, it was really bago siya. Sabi lang namin. So 2018 we got married. And thank you for hosting that wedding. Thank you. Yeah. Everybody's still talking about it. It was the whole package was epic. You know, thank you. Thank you again. And consciously kami ni Mimishi sabi namin, sige, 1 year tayo mag-enjoy yung sarili natin. You know, we moved into my quaint condo across the office, getting to live together, simple life, right? And then sabi namin, ano, Gina, okay na to. Nagawa na natin, nakapag-vacation na tayo, nakapag-ano na tayo sa adjustment period natin. Ayun, tapos sabi namin, sige.
Was this exactly a year into it?
2019-ish, yeah.
Okay, 14, 15 wow.
months-ish. Yeah. Ayun, tapos yun na. Sakto pa New Year ba nun, di ba? Up until, well, January 2020 was a turbulent time in the year, right? We started with Australian fires, and then Taal Volcano. We were supposed to go to Singapore for a vacation. And then right before that, sabi ni Mishi, galing siya San Francisco San Francisco. Because my wife's a cabin crew. Sabi niya, Mix, parang delayed yata ako. Parang sabi ko, wait, ito na. Tapos, pagdating niya, mga San Francisco flights coming into Manila morning. Madaling araw yan ang arrival. Tapos, I had a morning show back then. Sabi ko, sige, bibili na ako ng pregnancy test. January 31 yung naalala ko. January 31. Ayun, tapos inantay ko lang siya. Tinitigan ko lang siya, Rico. Pagdating ko sa condo, tulog siya coming from the morning flight. Nakarating ko mga 8:30, tulog siya. Ayun, tapos mish-mish na ihi ka na ba? Sabay mo na to.
Oh my God!
Sabay mo na to. Ha? Sige na nga. Dalawa binili ko para sure, di ba? 2 out of 2. So, ayun. Tapos we were very excited. Tapos nag-call in na kami sa OB namin. Punta na kami ng hospital after. Hi, Doc Marie. Si Doc Marie. Marie Cruz Javier yung OB namin. Ayun na. And then the rest was history. It was pure excitement. Actually, tinanong mo sa akin kung kamusta. It was pure excitement. Just answer that now. Pure excitement. Yeah, talagang iba pa ng genuine feeling. Mag-iiba talaga lahat. Tatabi lahat. Tabi-tabi kayo lahat. Tapos yun yung focus mo.
Yeah. Did Mishi have a smooth pregnancy?
Yes. Gratefully. Kumbaga, blessed by the Lord. No issues. Wala namang any health, anything. She just had a side effect lang sa epidural after. Kasi nag-epidural.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she did. She did. So we had to stay another 48 hours hospital, but pretty much that was it. Pero yung mga complications, wala naman. Thankful.
Okay. So, take us through the day that Margo was born. Like, where were you? What happened? What were you feeling? What was the waiting time like in the hospital? Because I'm always curious about that. While the mom is pushing out the baby or is delivering the baby, it must be an excruciating wait for the father. Because one person left, but pagbalik niya, dalawa na sila. Like, what are the things that go through a partner's head in times like that?
Ano nga, when you look back, no? Because when you put ourselves in that situation at that time, 9 months in, lots of stress, mental health issues, di ba? Parang lahat tayo, we develop our own forms of anxiety. So, yung mga times na yun, kumbaga, we just channeled, kumbaga, the things that we were grateful for. At that time, because no vaccinations yet, September 30, that week, protocol nun sa hospital, hindi pwedeng tatay. Mo, lahat ng mga face shield, lahat ng mga mask.
Remember face shields?
Yeah.
Damn.
Diba? So, yeah. Face shield. So, protocol nun, hindi pwedeng tatay sa delivery room. Kahit swab ka pa, hindi pwede. So, buti na lang, we were able to get a room. I was able to we were a feeling ko at that time medyo malawag eh. Malawag in terms of yung hospital capacity sa mga So tinry ko talaga na makakuha na ng room and wait there. Usually kasi iba case to case, 'di ba? So yun, napaantay ako doon. Pero yung morning na yun, sabi ni Mi, kasi nagpe-prepare na kami that week eh. Nag-primrose na siya, Rick.
Primrose na siya up siguro. Up the V?
Yeah. Primrose na siya.
I hate that.
Parang pampano yun, di ba? Parang pampano.
Gross yan. Oh. Because it seeps out of you all sticky and stuff.
Ganun ba yun?
You have to put it all the way up. Yes, but yeah.
Pero kasi yun enhancement di ba? Para lumabas agad.
Pang-induce.
Yun, pang-induce. So, a couple of days before, 1 to 2 days before, nag-primrose na. Tapos we're kind of expecting.
Look at you, knowing all of the terms. Primrose.
Because it was just us back then. Wala kami yaya. We only had a yaya five months in. 5 months in. Tapos, quarantine lahat. So talaga.
I love it. You're so hands-on.
Yeah, kami talaga. Tapos yun, morning ng September 29, sabi ni Mishi, para may nakagano na. For the ones listening, parang yung dila, parang nakagano na ng konti.
How do you know?
Parang ganun yung feeling. Wait, lang. Yung feeling lang. Yung feeling.
Wow.
Parang minsan ito na yata. Sige, punta kami hospital mga 10. Sabi ni Doc, 1 cm. Okay, sabi ko, eto na. Balik kami ng condo dito sa Pasig. Tapos mga after dinner, sabi na, Mix, ito na nga yata. Ayun, pagpunta namin ng hospital, wala naman traffic nun. Siguro mga 8:30 to 9 para nasa 6 cm na. Already na rin. Oo. Pero case to case, diba? I mean, as I tell this story, I know that the ones listening may have different cases, may have different situations. Kaya when I tell this story, siguro parang just grateful. Diba? I mean, just thankful for the situation when nobody can explain it. And then 1:57 AM, nakatulog na ako eh. It's 1:57 AM, Margo was born. Una ko siya nakita sa kwarto na. Hindi na ako nakalabas. Bawal eh.
So what was the first meeting like? Oh, so small.
So tomato-like. Pulang-pulay. Iba. Iba pala. Hindi mo ma-describe yung feeling. Tapos kayong 3 years old na siya.
Alayo. Grabe, no? Tao na.
Tao na talaga. Ano? Ang kulit na. Last namang trip. Last namang asar.
Saan kaya niya nakuha, no? Grabe.
Medyo. Kailan mo naman yung mom ni Mishi, di ba? I mean, you've met her. Mami Maya. Naku, yun. Mana dun. Alaska dun.
That's so nice. Iba din yung and we'll talk about this later on. Pero iba din yung pag nakikita mo yung parents mo. Like if you're still fortunate to have your parents alive, to see it sort of come full circle that they're holding your child.
No, if I may jump into that, I guess yung purpose mo as a father, as a husband, yung sa unit mo, di ba? Pero I think nagkaroon ako ng renewed sense of purpose that my parents are alive, still alive, they're in their 70s, Mrs. parents are still alive. So parang iba yung genuine happiness din ng grandparents. Iba siya. Pati sila nagkaroon sila ng renewed sense of purpose. So para sa akin, who am I? Parang I am an instrument to fulfilling their purpose. Literally, I. Because first muna ako. Kasi logistics-wise, di ba? Me and Mishi, are the vehicle towards that. Kasi literal logistics. Itadrive papuntang Alabang, itadrive papuntang Pasig. Kasi sino ba magdadala sa grandparents? Di ba yung mga magulang? Pero pinaka-medium mismo ng purpose na yun si Margo. So kami talaga ni Mishi, we are intentional in, you know, regularly for them, regularly experiencing Margo. We're not perfect, but we make sure now 2022, 2023, nag-normalizing world, na, you know, maximize it. Kasi tayo tumatanda, hindi naman sila bumabata. At yun na lang yung purpose nila sa buhay. Yun, na lang, yun yung isa sa mga big purpose nila sa buhay. So, parang I pray to the Lord every time na sana okay kami parate, hindi kami nag-aaway, okay relationships namin. Para pagdating ng bahay, magkikita-kita kami, masaya. Masaya. Kasi bilang na lang yung mga Christmas at New Year namin, lahat na kompleto kami. Diba? So, yun ang ano, parang yun ang mindset ngayon. Double ano pala siya. Two-stranded purpose. So, I'm blessed to be in this, we are blessed to be in this situation.
Is this like a realization that you came to after becoming a father? Or do you think you would have gotten this realization if you still didn't have children?
Maybe I had this realization this year lang.
Oh. It makes you kind of like think, no? Really deep. This parenting thing. Because parang you know that time is limited eh. And like, the more you put people in the world, obviously, you know, you're not, that means that hindi naman sa you're on the decline, but it's just that your days are numbered. And now that, you know, you have somebody who will, somebody younger with you every day reminding you that age is something. And as they get older, so do you. Does that make sense? Like, there's just something so, yeah, thought-provoking about parenting. Really makes you realize life and how, yeah.
Kasi parang ngayon na natututo kang mag-parent, ano din siya eh, na mas na-appreciate mo rin yung parents mo. Na,
yeah.
Parang wild, no? Wild, no? Parang ito pala yun. They're right all along.
Pala yun.
They're right. Pala yun. They're right all along. It's like, man, that's tough. And when I think about, at least for my parents, what they've been through in their relationships, the ups and downs, I'm really thankful for my parents because they really held it together. Totoo pala yung sinasabi nila na ano, everybody has their turbulent time, right? And they would always say that, you know, para sa parang, you know, in and not in these words, pero parang kahit close to, alam mo na, may mga times na talagang very turbulent, they really choose their family para sa mga anak. And I'm really thankful for that now. Because we know all of different situations that, right? Dun ko siya siguro ultimately na-realize. And I'm thankful for that. I didn't realize it. I only realized this now, just maybe this year, when Margo has become, parang ano na siya, character, nakakausap mo na, nakakonverse mo na. You know, my dad and my mom-in-law, they are alphas. They're the boss.
Okay.
They're the boss. But all of a sudden, it only takes one
tiny person.
One tiny person para tiklop kayo lahat. Some beses, Rick, yung dad ko, at tawang-tawa kami, we joke about this. You know of my dad somehow, but yung dad ko talaga, he's na ano eh, parang, basta, ano siya, siya yung taga-mando. Yung taga-mando. Di mo mautusan yun, tatay ko, di mo mautusan yun. Pati, tatay ko, I just speak for my dad. Di mo mautusan yun. One time, me and my brothers, si Kuya Poch, we were in the tent, uusap lang kami, and then, some part of the room. And then, Margo's stuff were there. Siguro mga 9 o'clock man ng gabi. Pinapatulog ng, patulog kami sa Alabang eh. Pinapatulog ng mom ko yung si Margo. So you can just imagine situation scattered all over the house. My dad goes into that room. It's like, oh, Margo man dito. Pinakuha ni Margo yung toy niya eh. Sabi ko, ikaw na ako patusan? Oh, alam mo naman si Margo eh. Alam mo naman si Margo eh. Boss yan eh. Sabi ko, dad, sa talambuhay ko, sa 33, 34 years ko, yun lang kita nakitang nautusan. It changes their lives. You know, it changes their lives. And that's for the good.
I'm sure he loves it. I'm sure he loves it.
And he's aminado, ah. Si Margo ang boss namin. Diba? That's aww, not for first time, diba? So parang syempre joking, parang lahat, but it's all in good ano naman. Pero yeah, parang sabi ko dun ko na-realize na like mga small things, combination of factors na ano pala talaga to. Kasi diba, sorry, last to this point, parang when we have blessings, when we receive things, kumbaga, yung talents natin, lahat ng mga ano natin, hindi lang naman para sa sarili natin. Sinishare natin siya, di ba? So, bakit ko ipagdadamot yung anak ko? Di ba? Bakit ko siya ikikip lang sa unit namin? Importante dito, yung ma-experience siya, syempre, nung mga magulang namin. Dahil sila nga yung reason kung ba't kami nandito. All those stuff, sorry if it doesn't make sense. Pero yun talaga, I just hope we be consistent about it. You know, we maintain good relationships, understanding, right? And harmonious relationships. Para masaya. Good vibes lang.
Para masaya.
Para masaya.
Para masaya.
Para masaya. Yun naman yung pinaka-importante. Masamaya ka.
And I like how it's not just the parents who are changed after, you know, a child is born, but also, yun nga, your parents, the parents of the parents, the titas, the titos. It really is a big change. But for you, Migs, as a father, what were some of the key lifestyle changes that you had to modify after becoming a father?
Ano ba yung mga lifestyle? Well, number one, syempre, yung night out. Top of mind. Eh, parang natural naman na yun. Parang effortless naman. Para sa amin, ha? Kasi siguro, kumbaga, me and Mishy went through life together also. Right? When we were in college, kasi naging kami college, eh. Tapos, syempre, kasagsaga ng mga gimmick yan, eh. Friendships, di ba? So, parang inuwi na pagdaanan namin yung mga life together as we grew older in age. So we couldn't say that we missed out on things. So siguro, okay din yung naging communication namin when we were growing older. Kasi we were like, sige, we go through life together. And then, tsaka din namin siya pinaghandaan. Ano, ready na ba tayo? Nagkataon na COVID pa. Pandemic pa. So talagang yun lang yung choice mo. Wala kang ibang choice. So siguro nag-shift na rin. I don't wanna use, kasi sobrang gasgas na tumatanda na ako. I mean, it's such a, I'm sorry for the, di ba? Mature para tumatanda. Eh, anong tingin mo sa akin? I mean, age is just a number. No one is old, right? No one is old. We're all young. Young at heart, right? Nagmamature. Yeah, di ba? As we go through different stages in life, yun na lang. Parang ano siya, natural yung mga change. There was no particular habit or lifestyle that I kind of really changed. It was maybe the frequency. Kumbaga, nandito na rin tayo sa mga, lahat naman tayo, mga kaibigan natin, Rick. Mga pamilya, halos lahat naman pamilyado na rin, di ba? So, naging natural din siya. Siguro yung ano ko na lang, nag-adjust ako talaga sa the way I do my active lifestyle. Kumari.
As in exercise?
Exercise-wise, yes. Pero yung mga tipong ako personally, hindi na ako basta-basta makakasali ng ibang liga. Di ba? Pipili. Ganun. Kasi it will be...
So, do you think that you were more empowered now to say no to the things that don't really like serve a purpose? Like things are higher ranked now and there's a different like tier and it's easier to say no.
Pinipili mo siya.
Oh,
pinipili mo siya. Like, kumari, paano?
Unlike before na go-getter ka, sige, kaladkarin ka.
Oo. Like, kumari, dati may liga sa Green Hills. Pari, nung single pa kami, may alumni league. Sundays yung ano. Okay, sige, punta ako doon, ha? Pero ngayon, syempre, Sundays. Pipiliin mo ba yung nako? Sundays yung time namin. FAC Mishy, minsan na nga lang siya nandito. magliligaw pa ba ako ng Sundays? Parang di yata. Natural naman na din yun sa akin. Kung magbabasketball ako, may basketball court kami sa baba. So, pipiliin ko yung mga oras. Yun yung siguro yung pinaka-big change for me. And then everything else, kasi naman, like, parang, kaya siguro yung purpose din, no? Parang inclined towards na yung the time, the hobbies and the interests with my family. Yeah.
So, parang everything has to mesh.
Yeah.
Everything has to be harmonious.
Yeah. Kasi parang yung mga gusto ko na lang naman din gawin is with Michi and Margo.
Oh.
Then I get my me time. Me time ko na yung sports and activities ko. Siguro, so weekdays, di ba? Kasi, support naman ako ni Michi na sige, maglaro ka dyan. O to, hindi naman perfect, di ba? Minsan, parang, mamaya na ako maglalaro kasi kakadating lang niya. Or bukas na lang. Parang ganun, iba-iba siya.
Yeah.
It's just an adjustment. I don't know if that makes sense. Timpla-timpla lang.
Yeah. Ako kasi, and, you know, just to share, after I had Galix, I was still in the radio. After I had Dylan, I thought to myself, parang spending 5 hours, if you count the traffic, spending 5 hours away from 2 children doesn't make me happy. Like, I felt like having 2 babies at home, they needed me, even though we had help and stuff like that. Just the staying at home part was of utmost importance to me than work. And I'm, you know, I was so thankful that Martin sort of backed me up and supported me in that decision. But radio was life. Radio was life for me. And all of a sudden, after having 2, it was like, wait, parang hindi na pala siya top priority. And so that was one of the biggest lifestyle changes for me, is that at that point in time, I was willing to forego my daily radio job, which I loved, just to stay home and, you know, raise my 2 kids. You and Michi have, I don't want to say demanding jobs, but they're jobs that, yeah, they're unique.
Unique.
Like you said, Michi's a flight attendant and you are a host, Migs, above all the other things that you do. But was there any change in your career? Like, did you doubt things? Did you want to explore things at some point after having Margot?
It's tough, no? When we talk about careers, siguro going back to the purpose, siguro tayo in our own industries, we parang it's natural to think that, you know, I want to be the best. I want to be at the top, whatever, di ba? Corporate, freelance, self-employed. But really now, I'm thankful. We are thankful that we are getting to do what we love. But it's just really a means for me now, a means for me to be able to provide for my family. Kasi pag sinabi mo, I wanna be at the top, I wanna be the best, it will have a price. Everything has a price. Right? And I've had a work-related struggle just actually this year, which kind of really changed my perspective in life. And it really took time off from my family. I was physically present, but I was like all over the place. And with Michi being gone, right? With Michi being gone because of her work, I felt like I was not serving or living my purpose as a dad. And that really hurt me. Na ultimo rik, sa sobrang zombie mode ako, si Yaya, pag may kulang. Minsan si Michi nasa flight or nasa layover. Pag may kulang, kay Michi na pasasabihin kasi hindi ako makausap niya. Dito lang kami, ha? So parang sabi ko, man, something's wrong. So I know it has a price. Kasi parang, yeah, I will share that with you. Just in detail. But sabi ko, parang, is this the price? Parang, doon ko na-realize na ang pinaka-importante talaga yung pamilya ko. Yun talaga yung pinaka-importante. So ngayon, I just have this, kumbaga, ano ba to? Thinking na basta makapagtrabaho ko, masaya ako. Kind of picky with my load, you know? What's another term for picky? Parang you really choose eh. Di ba? Kapag overloaded smart, ka, ito yung wise. Mangyayari. Gusto mo ba yun? Pinagdaanan mo na yun? Ako ayoko. Mm-hmm. Ako ayoko.
Does it differ ba person to person? Is there like a scenario where okay siya?
Parang never ko siya na-experience. Never ko siya na-experience. Parang I never thought of it na pag bumimili ako situation para mas importante ko sa pamilya ko. Parang never ko yung naisip. Parang ang alam ko lang when I would go through tough times, parang shocks, kailangan ko itong gawin. Diba? I need to be able to do this because of my role. And I don't blame the situation. It's just really me handling it. Right? Pero, you know what? I'm grateful for, wala akong regret. Kasi kung hindi ko pala pinagdaanan yun, hindi rin ako mas mapapalapit kay God. Kasi, ang dami kong times dun sa, parang, when I would have my work struggles, hindi ko na alam kung anong gagawin. Wala naman din makatulong sa akin. Kasi hindi naman din alam ng issue yung pinagdadaanan ko. I just really turned to the Lord. So parang doon ako nagkaroon ng renewed sense of thinking. Renewed sense of whatever it is related to that. So parang doon ako na-realize na, you know, we get to do what we do. Hindi rin importante sa akin, Rick, yung ano eh. Parang, narinig mo na ba to, Rick? Yung parang ayoko na mayumaman. Hindi ako naghahangad. And I've heard this from like-minded friends too. Kasi alam din nila what it takes eh. Diba? Baka nakita din nila sa ibang tao yun na ganito nga, pero tamo, may buhay ba yan? Diba? Ay, so, akin importante, pinagpipray ko lang na Lord, may you bless us in this work. Thankful that we get to do our professions. We be able to put food on the table, pay our bills, be comfortable, right? And just have a little leeway for savings, etc. Content ako dun. Hindi mo yung dadalhin yung pera sa kamatayan mo eh. Diba? So if you chase and chase and chase, what will be the price? Will it be worth it? Diba? Worth it ba yun? Yung taipong mo, worth it ba yun sa pambili mo? Pero yun yung grand price na makompromise mo yung purpose mo yung family mo.
I like these thoughts, Fart.
Diba? That's because of ano, ewan ko. Combination lang siya ng mga learnings mo na nakikita araw-araw from other people. Diba? And ano, shoutout ako sa kaibigan natin si Chris Uberel siya si Jeff Lagitao.
Hey, you just visited them nga.
Yeah, I stayed at their place and, you know, I had these great conversations and insights, especially with Chris, about family. I mean, I learned a lot. Diba? I learned a lot. It's an understatement. That's why blessing din yung trip na yon that weekend, and thankful that they adopted me into their home.
I'm excited for all the other stages that you have yet to experience with Margot. But, you know, just to get to the root of it. Do you think that there's an absence of fathers you know, saying what they feel, just like what we have been having the past few minutes? Like, do you think that there's still this barrier that fathers are emotionless and they don't really feel things when it comes to familial life? And, you know, they're more focused on the breadwinning and stuff like that. What are your thoughts on that?
Ano lang yan, Rick? Parang ano lang yan. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? Nakaupo lang.
Who is the real Slim Shady?
Lahat ng mga dads. Yeah. Nakaupo lang
Does
kami.
Does he feel?
Nakaupo lang kami.
Does he have feelings?
Nakaupo lang kami. Diba? We're just there, sitting down. It's not, if I may, it's not really an absence. But it's just really more of like, ano lang siya. It's just a term for action lang. It's just there. It's just dormant. Kaya ako sinabi yung analogy na yun. Kasi we all just need to stand up. And take action. Diba? Nandiyan lang yan. And I'm very, parang mas na-enlighten ako talaga. Mag-shoutout na rin ako kasi legit to eh. Dito ako nakakita ng isang community na talagang dads are very much open and candid about their feelings. And it's great to see that in a community. Dad Buds PH. Diba? Joey Ong.
There's a group?
Yes. Ako rin nagulat din ako. It's been 3 years now.
Wait. So are they great? Like,
yeah.
Are moms allowed inside?
No. No. Just like Glamo Mamas. Only moms.
Wow.
It's a Facebook community founded by Joey Ong. And sabi niya parang ano ah, ako, I'm a dad to be, you know, I don't know what to do in life. I'm open about my thoughts. I have no one to share it with. And then he started this Facebook community. And now, 2020 yung nag-start ngayon. It has 60,000 members.
Wow!
Siya, empowerment, ano siya? It's an, kumbaga na-empower kami as dads. Na
good for may you, ganito guys.
Pa, ganito. And I would always like posts. Marami maka-post dun parang, it's all fun. It's all good vibes. May mga posts na parang hatid lang ako sa anak ko. Ano bang feelings sa ganito? May mga consultations din. Relationships. Ano siya? It's greatly moderated. Well, dami nating mga dad buds na friends. Si Jerome Gonzalez. Si Jerome nandun. Si Jerome. Jerome dad bud. Oh, Omega. Ano yan? Si Jerome. Dad buds kami niya.
So do you think that the first step towards like achieving this, what is it called? Like a sensitivity? Is it like a, what is
openness,
it called?
Siguro. Openness.
So the first step is to search for like-minded individuals.
Siguro the like-minded individuals, it makes you feel at home, diba? If you surround yourself with like-minded individuals, it's like, yeah, this is my people.
It's normalized.
It will be.
Right?
Para sa akin yun, hindi pa.
Okay. Hindi pa. Okay. But we've come a long way. Because I can say that my father was not like that. Like, in when I was growing up, it was not acceptable for boys to cry. Like, there was a, ba't ka umiiyak, eh, lalaki ka? Diba? Showing feelings was not something that was manly.
Yeah.
But now, I think it's just, we've become more vocal. We seek a community. We're empowered by the community. And, you know, I don't know if you follow Justin Baldoni, but he's also very vocal when it comes to, like, destroying that stereotype that men are hard and, you know, men are strong and they don't cry. They're not supposed to cry. But yeah, I just like the whole humanizing of dads. And I love that there's a community that everybody is just light and everybody can say what they're feeling without any judgment like that, without that stereotype, like attacking them.
Pero Rick, alam mo.
I agree.
Alam mo, Rick, no, parang para sa akin, being a dad and a male, hindi mo malalahat. You won't be able to please everybody. The culture, the machismo culture, whatever it is, it will still be there, I think, in the near future. So I would get to, iba-iba eh, sa totoo lang. Para sa akin, itong space na to, just the ones who want to join the space, go ahead. But if you feel that that's not you, it's fine. Di ka rin namin pinipilit. Diba? Because nobody wants to be told to be someone in a certain way. Right? So kung ito yung kinalakihan mo, ito yung environment mo, ito yung culture mo, no judgment, pare. Diba? Nasa sa'yo yan. Pero kung if you are off, like, you know, like this, if itong personality mo, extrovert ka, or maybe, oh, sorry, I will rephrase. Itong personality mo na you want to be able to build the community around, and ganito ka pala deep inside, then by all means. Kasi, I mean, ngayon na nag-open up na yung world, we all get exposed to different people. I get to meet new friends, right? New guys. So parang, pagdating sa mga hiritan, alam mo na, di ba? Pagdating sa mga hiritan, mga boy talk, guys talk, ano pa rin, still evident. Nandun pa rin siguro yung, dapat, meron kang ganitong, you exude a certain, I don't know, bahala na kayo dyan.
Vibe.
Vibe, di ba? Minsan pag ganun, ride-ride ka na lang eh, di ba? Ride-ride ka na lang.
Oo.
Just for pakisama. Pero hindi mo malalahat. I guess ngayon, the first step before normalizing it, it's just like, dude, there's just a space for everybody. Di ba? And it's good that na-open up tong space na to. Na-open up na tong space na to. Kung sino man yung goods dito sa space na to, palakihin lang natin. Pero hindi natin kailangan encroach lahat. Di ba? Kasi kanya-kanya yan eh. Palakay mo lang yung space and then just see where it takes you. Up until it becomes normalized. Kasi all of a sudden, kasi ngayon hindi pa siya normalized eh. Parang ano pa siya, ha? Ano ba yan? May curiosity pa.
Dad bods?
Yeah, di ba? It's not like Google. It's not like those proper nouns that are used as verbs. Hindi pa siya ganun. I-xerox mo na yan. Sorry for the brand names. I-google mo na yan. Whatever mo na yan. Hindi pa siya ganun. Hindi pa siya normal. I think we will get there. Diba? I mean, we'll get there. It just really depends on the path. Just like the mommy market, it had its own path. Right? It started with, you know, the OGs, the OG bloggers. Then it had its own path. For the dads, it may, you know, not replicate, may take on the same path, but it will take on a different direction. Yeah. Totoo yun. Kasi when you talk about normalizing it, technology is the name of the game. Right? It is the name of the game. So you have to factor that in. I don't know. Diba? Ano yatin alam? Yeah.
Okay. So before we wrap up, just wanted to ask your advice for soon-to-be fathers out there, if they happen to be listening, you know, their wife is expecting. You probably got a lot of tips and advice from other fathers before Margo was born. Did anything stick? Did anything make sense? Did anything click? And, you know, what do you want to impart to them?
Kumbaga, each of us will have our own journeys. Iba-iba tayo ng estado sa buhay. Iba-iba tayo ng trabaho. Iba-iba tayo kung saan tayo nakatira. No experience is the same. So siguro, human nature sometimes to compare. Ba't si ganito, ba't si ganyan? Di ba kayo parehas eh? Di naman ikaw si Mix, di naman ikaw si Ricky. So paano mo siya makompare apples to apples? It's impossible. So, number one is just to really be grateful. Be grateful. Be thankful. Accept and be grateful with whatever situation we are in. I got to talk to a friend, Ricky, if I may share this story, na he was asking me, na, kamusta ba magkaanak? Kamusta naman, ganun-ganun? Tapos, oh, saya pare. And then I was telling these realizations. O ikaw, kamusta? Hindi ko alam kasi kung kaya ko eh. Hindi ko alam kung makakaya ko yung gastos. Diba? I'm like, bro, doon ka rin lang din yung na-realize at that moment. Lahat ng tao may anak. Literal, lahat ng tao may anak. Paano napapalaki yung anak nila? Paano nakakaya? So it's not really about the money. It's not really about, do you think you have saved enough? Money's finite. It's gonna come. It's gonna go. But the experience of having it, kumbaga, the supreme being will just let you pull through. There are so many times, Rick, that we think na parang, paano ko ba ito ginawa? Or paano ko ba ito gagawin? And yet, nagawa mo or magagawa mo.
I've heard stories like that. It's true.
Kami na lang eh. Paano ba namin nagawa yun, di ba? Kaya na lang, paano na rin nagawa yun? We can't imagine having 3 kids and yet you excel in it. Iba-iba sitwasyon. So that's number one, di ba? Accept and be grateful for whatever it will be. Mishi's asking, kaya ba natin mag-second baby? Kaya ba natin mag-second baby? Never in my mind that I doubted. Because it's about, pumapasok dito yung realities eh. Kaya ba natin? Mawalan ako ng trabaho. Oo. Di ba? May mga ganong challenges. Pero, never natin hindi makakaya. And number two, I'm really an advocate of being intentional and being purposeful. The mentality of being intentional and purposeful. It goes hand in hand eh. Simon Sinek, starting with your why. If you're intentional and purposeful and we know our why, actually, if we know our why, kung bakit ba tayo nababuhay, bakit ba natin ito gagawin? Because all, now, it's human nature to ask for the what. Gusto ko ng ganitong trabaho, gusto ko ng ganitong cellphone, gusto ko magkaroon ng ganitong-ganito. The worldly things. Right? But when we actually skip that and look above the umbrella, why are we doing things in the first place? Bakit ba tayo nabubuhay? Bakit ba natin ito ginagawa? Are we fulfilling something? What is our objective in life? Why are we fulfilling that objective in life? If we answer the whys, parang it will trickle down. I can go on and on about it. But the product of that is being intentional in your why, not just being intentional. It's just really about having that purpose on why you're being intentional. Goes hand in hand. Being intentional to fulfill this purpose and you're being purposeful, kumbaga, focusing on your purpose, right? And being intentional about it. Something like that. So para sa akin, alam ko, clear sa akin yung why ko. Di mo naman makukuha din yung, di naman siya magiging clear din agad. Perhaps you have to go through a process to get to know your why. I went through my own process. Pero ngayon sa akin, clear. Mas naging clear siya ngayon after going all through all the struggles. Ang why ko yung pamilya ko. Ang why ko yung happiness nila. That is my main why. So yun. If it were just one key advice, know your why. Know our why. Bakit ba natin to gagawin? Bakit ba natin to ginagawa? Kasi ano din yan? Kahit anong mangyari sa'yo sa buhay, basta alam mo yung why mo. Kumbaga, ano yan, farte. Parang, I always tell this when I would have talks also. In life, there is no straight path. Ayun lang.
Love it. Love it, fart. And I'm so excited for all your other realizations. I'm excited for you to share them with the world because you have some really great insights. And yeah, I just want to thank you again for being so candid on the podcast.
Thank you. If I may lang, no, parang syempre yung medyo on top pa eh. On top pa yung ganitong klaseng content.
Alin.
Or people.
Fatherhood?
Yeah, fatherhood. On top pa siya. So ako rin, personally, meron din akong konting, medyo may konting ano rin, okay ba to? Ben. Pero this moment is a reminder for me na parang I have to really stick to my why. Bakit ko ba ito ginagawa? Diba? You won't be able to please everybody. Pero importante, meron makaka-appreciate.
Mm.
Ayun.
And yes, as somebody who puts out content like you do, that's going to be very important for you to discern whether something you put out is authentic or not. Right?
Totoo yun. At saka ano ka rin, ako very worried din ako na dapat yung content ko hindi ko ma-exploit yung bata. Diba? Parang pinipili ko rin yung video content na as much as possible, hindi rin expose yung Margo. Iba na, diba? May ganung fact, maraming mga factors to consider eh. So,
truly, in this day and age.
In this day and age, diba? I don't want to put her in that situation. So it's a process also for me as I go through it, as I start. Na ano ba yung mga acceptable, ano ba yung mga dapat, ethical. So ano din siya? It's a navigation, diba?
It is a navigation.
It's a navigation. Thank you, Ricky, for
good luck in this navigation.
Yes. Thank you for inviting, and can't wait to share this to your listeners.
Thank you so much, Megs.
Thank you.
Mother of Fact is proudly an Anima podcast. Check out other great content by following Anima online at Anima Pods on Twitter and Instagram. Digging the podcast so far? Leave a rating and don't be shy to record a voice message for me. You might just end up in the next episode. Click the link in the description or hit me up online. It's at Ricky Flow.